It's Mike and Carla's other news.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A company in Sweden just come out. They came out with a competitor for the e-scooter. You know, that seems to be the rage.
Yeah.
These are pogo sticks.
Oh, right on.
Great.
Okay.
You grab a pogo stick off the street, unlock it with an app, and then you bounce to wherever you want to go.
All right.
So they're starting to test them in San Francisco right now.
Okay, that should...
Yeah, places with hills.
That should be cool,
perfect,
man. The scooters are huge there. I saw those scooters everywhere
right.
I went.
Yeah.
They are awesome.
It's called the Bird or something?
They have green lime scooters and e-scooters and the Birds. You give it a kick and give it a little throttle and you go.
And you're gone.
So cool, yeah. So you'd only have to get the pogo stick started and then it does it for you.
That's still a bad idea.
Well, that might even be more dangerous, actually.
Couple in Florida got arrested last week for leaving their pet pig in a car outside a mall.
Oh, man.
Woman saw the pig and called a security guard. Here she is talking about it.
The pig has no water, has no food, and he's freaking out. At this point, an hour since I made the video, this pig has been in here, and he's foaming at the mouth. When he foamed at that mouth, I was freaking out. He was shaking, and that's when I turned to the cop and said, can you please break the window?
So the cop breaks the window, gets the pig out, and everybody's happy, and the couple that own the pig have been arrested.
Yeah. Listen, if you're looking for a new car, you can find this online.
Mm-hmm.
It's a replica of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Guy bought it.
Wow.
Guy bought it several years ago to use as his regular everyday car.
Uh-huh.
Now he's selling it on Craigslist for $7,000 because the ad reads, it was a novelty and enjoyable for about a week. Now I suffer. So if you want a Wienermobile, it is for sale on Craigslist. And in Russia, an aluminum manufacturer, Mike, big company under fire for offering summer bonuses to the women at the company who wear short skirts to work all through summer. They get an extra $1.53 an hour to wear mini skirts. Now, company spokesperson says, this is not sexist. We just want to brighten up our work days. That's all we want to do.
Is that what the foreman said?
Yes.
Just like that.
Yes, and we're paying them more to do it. And he says, you know, a lot of women wear trousers to work.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't make anyone happy.
Right.
When the ladies are wearing trousers to work. So...
This is the big problem in Russia.
Yeah, he says they can feel their femininity and charm if they wear a short skirt and make more money.
How?
So, well, listen, in July, I'm not joking. This is not a punchline. They're holding another contest to see who can make dumplings the fastest. So, I mean, this company is forward thinking. Forward thinking.
Would you wear a skirt to work if it meant an extra $1.50 on your paycheck?
Well, no, I mean,
$1.50 an hour.
I'm not a real skirt wearing girl. I'd wear a dress probably. But
okay.
But no, that's not worth it. No, it's just not
what
worth
if the
it.
Guys just showed up with a skirt on.
If you guys want to, that would brighten up our workplace. Oh my God, we'd be laughing all day long. Jeez, I'm loving it. Look at him. Look at Mike and Marty are in skirts. No, they're not kilts. They're skirts. It's Monday. That's your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.